For Western fashions here in Reno, you really can't beat Zapateria La Bailarina.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
The men side had a certain vibe to it. It wasn't...
Very Chippendales.
Yeah, very Chippendales.
Which makes sense.
There's a lot of penises flying around in it. Let's be honest. There's a lot of penises over there. Yeah. And then the women's side was always very crowded. And the men's side was sparsely...
Right.
It was sparsely visited. We get back to my house and we are twisted like a paper bag. She starts going down on me. I loved it. I have never had head like this. Ever. She was a true pro. No teeth, no loop-de-loos, no bobbing for apple bags, just good, clean American blowing and going.
Wow.
What the fuck, Tyler? I appreciate Tyler writing
in.
I love the honesty. I think we just gave him the advice he can probably use. Watch, it's gonna, the whole thing's going to blow
keep up. Keep us posted, Tyler.
Yeah, please do keep us posted. That's the one thing that, you know, everybody writes these stories and then they never write back to me when we have the questions. Yeah, I feel
how
like they get
happened.
A little nervous. Either that or like most listeners, they only listen to one episode, wrote in, and then never listened again.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Tacos and tamales. Welcome to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less. Or your money back. Go to the brand new TCBBadcast.com to collect your winnings.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you.
We don't do this often, but sometimes we get in the studio in the morning.
Yeah.
And it takes our brains just a little bit.
The gears.
Yes. So now we're on our fourth time starting
slower,
the show.
A little
yes.
bit slower.
I'm like, welcome.
I like the tamales.
You like that?
Tacos
and tamales.
And today is Taco Tuesday.
Oh, is it really?
When we're recording.
Oh, it's always Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, well.
Who has tacos on Taco Tuesday? I think that's I think that's for 20-year-olds. Oh, you do?
We do, yeah.
Do you really? Well, every Tuesday?
No.
Okay, I just want to get...
That's just a good reason to have some tacos.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up a story that... You know there's like people that play chess... there's lots of people who play chess.
Yes.
That's not the point of the story.
Did you know?
Did you know people play chess? Breaking
news! What's that?
But there are people who play chess against computers.
Yes.
And so there's a kid, I think in Russia, or maybe it's China. I can't remember the exact details of the story. And you don't come here for exact details of any story.
No.
But the kid is playing a robot. A chess robot,
yes.
An actual physical robot that's got AI, and this robot is really good, and everyone wants to beat him, and there's this kid who has, on occasion, beat this particular robot, and in a rematch, I think there's like an IBM robot too, and in a robot, in a rematch, the kid is taking just a little bit too long to make his next move, and he's got his hand out, and he's like thinking about the next move, you know?
Yeah.
So this is going on for like, I don't know how long, it's in the, you know, there's a video of it, you can't really tell, but let's just say a minute it's going on. The kid's got his hand over a couple of different pieces,
yes.
And he's trying to figure out, and the robot reaches over and breaks the kid's finger.
That's right.
Did you see that?
I heard that,
that's
yes. I read
unbelievable.
About that. Oh my God.
Robot got pissed because the kid was taking too long.
I know.
I will now destroy your hand. Don't touch.
Like,
why?
Yeah.
Yeah. So whoever made the robot is like, you know, the robot got
confused.
This was
in Russia.
Oh, it was in Russia?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the fucking Russian robots. They don't make them like that here in
People
America.
People better be careful, too. You
those Boston Dynamic robots are fucking scary. Have you seen those things?
Mm-hmm.
The things that run around and knock down walls and... point guns at people, and it's all kind of insanity.
It really
is. There's a pretty famous video out there of one of these dynamic robots, the ones that kind of stand up that look like soldiers almost.
Okay.
And it's running around, and it's got this gun, and it like shoots the target, and then it points to a human being, and then it pulls the gun away. And then it goes and it shoots a target, and it points at another human being. And
who's the human being that's the test for that?
Okay, so like, when you watch the video,
I'll do it.
I know, like... kind of moron puts themselves in front of, you know, this is just a bad sci-fi movie waiting to happen. Like, of course you're going to get shot. But there's this whole video and it's looks incredibly real. And so people will run at the robot and the robot will like push it down, right? And then the person will get back up and the robot will push it back down.
Yeah, it's Terminator
insane,
world.
Exactly. It's this insane video. It's been going around the internet for a while now. And a lot of people believe it's real. It's not real. It's CGI.
Oh.
Good to know, right? That there's no morons putting themselves in front of real bullets with a robot. But this robot just kicks so much fucking ass. And the thing is, is that I think the Boston Dynamic robots are getting pretty close to being able to do this kind of actual stuff. And that scares the holy fucking shit out of me.
Yeah.
Between a kid breaking his finger and these Boston Dynamic videos that are going on there, I'm a little nervous about the future. Mm-hmm. Like, what's my son going to run up against, right?
Yeah.
Are there going to be robots?
RoboCop.
Yeah, they just run around and break your fingers. Like, yeah. You know, don't spray graffiti, broken hand, you know?
Yeah, let me ask you this question, too. Sure. Do you think there's robots in the metaverse?
There are robots in the metaverse. I've seen them. They look like centaurs. They tell you to go home. There's everything in the metaverse. I am telling you, there's a whole fucking thing going on in the metaverse.
And has anybody written in to us to tell us?
No one said a fucking thing about the metaverse.
They don't know either.
Because even though there are millions of people in the metaverse, none of our listeners are there.
All right. Well, we need to forge the path.
I think it's these young, like, kids a lot cooler than us. Yeah. Like, we're just not cool enough to be in the metaverse. No. I'm telling you, I went to the island and I got exiled.
Well, we're used to just living the regular life. We're not used to going into the
My real life is not miserable enough yet.
Exactly.
To take me into the second life. But if it gets there, right. I'm not afraid to go into the second life and find me a little hottie and settle down and have a couple meta children. I want to be like a meta club owner is what I want. I want to be like a meta bartender at a club. No, I think that's a little misogynistic. I mean, sex work is work, I guess, if you want to own a strip club.
It could be a strip club for men and women.
Yeah.
There used to be that place here in Atlanta. I don't know if it's still there.
No, they shut it down. Yeah. I don't think those people in Sandy Springs like the penises flying around.
I went there.
Did you really?
I've been there.
I was there a couple of times. Yeah. It's like you went to the room on the right.
One side had women, the other side had men.
So it was cool because you could anybody could go there.
Yeah.
You know, the men side had a certain vibe to it. It wasn't
very Chippendales.
Yeah, very Chippendales.
Which makes sense.
There was a lot of penises flying around in it. Let's be honest. There was a lot of penises over there. Yeah. And then the women's side was always very crowded. And the men's side was sparsely it was sparsely visited. Because let's be honest. I don't think, you know, there's that famous strip club here in Atlanta. What's it called? Swingin' Richards.
Yeah.
Swingin' Richards.
They closed
Swingin' Richards?
Yeah, they did after a long time.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That place was an institution.
Yeah.
I mean, even I went to Swingin' Richards. Like, you just had to go to Swingin' Richards. Yeah. Is it interesting to you as a woman to see all of those swinging dicks, or is it?
It's more of a novelty type thing.
Like, you know? There's a penis. That's what a penis looks like.
I mean, it was more of a novelty type thing. Like, everybody's drinking. Let's go to Swingin' Richards.
It
was fun.
When you went to the strip club, what did the guys grind up on women with their naked penises?
No.
So
were just on the stage.
Okay. So once the.
And it was like a runway type thing.
Yeah. So once the little thing came off or whatever it is,
they didn't always. It wasn't always like just full blown naked men.
Oh, so a lot of times it was just them and the like.
They had little Speedo type things.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I mean, do you think they plump themselves up before they go out there?
I think so.
Does it look like they have big penises? It looks like
I think you want to show your best self.
Do you think you have to have
the tips?
When you go to get hired at a strip club. I had a friend, by the way, who was a male stripper.
Uh-huh.
When you go to get hired at a male strip club.
You should know all about this then.
Well, I didn't ask the guy. It wasn't like we were sitting around having conversations about his cock. I mean, tell me about your cock, man.
Well, what do you do?
He made a shit ton of money, though.
He made
a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
When you are a male stripper and you're going to apply for a job, do you believe that you have to show the goods in order to get that position?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think when you're a female
stripper?
I think there's
like some kind of a little audition.
How do you dance?
Yeah.
And then... Do you think there's a size requirement? I'm honestly curious about this.
I don't think there's a size requirement. I think it's probably just about your personality and how you interact with people. And are you truly comfortable doing this?
Yeah. It's not about your size. It's about your personality.
Well, I mean, there's something for everyone.
When I was like 20 years old, I went to a bachelor party. And this bachelor party was out of fucking control.
It was like the movie Bachelor Party.
Oh, it was way, way crazier than the movie.
Was there a donkey involved?
There was three women who showed up, right? So we get to this bachelor party. It's packed. Like, it's in a house and it's packed. And, you know, they've got like a screened-in porch and everybody's out there smoking cigarettes and doing blow. And, you know, joints are being passed around. It's a party.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple hours after we got there, the women showed up. The strippers, the dancers showed up. And the performance that these ladies put on was so X-rated that to my mind, this is like seared in my fucking head. And what really shook me to the core at 20 years old, right? Because I had never really experienced anything like this. Okay. I was only 20. I had certainly been to strip clubs. I dated a stripper when I was 20 years old, right? But I had never seen anything like this. Like, there were vibrators involved and whips and chains and anal beads. It was a whole thing. Yeah, it was like nothing was left on the table. Everything was there. They gave the groom a blowjob in front of everyone else in the room.
That's pretty wild.
It was wild. Yeah. And then afterwards, I remember because the guy, the reason I got invited, remember when I lived on that back screened in porch for a while?
Okay. Yes.
The guy who actually was the guy who had the apartment, the one who should have been living there instead of the other 15 people living on the screened in porch, right. He was the one who invited us to the party and he was the best man. And I will never forget that after this whole thing went down, the girls were kind of mulling around, you know, like looking for the
next taker.
Yeah, looking for the next taker. That's exactly right. And the guy that I was there with paid all three of the girls to go in a room with the groom.
Yeah.
It was the wildest fucking thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, that's wild.
That is wild.
I wonder if those people are still married.
No, of course they're not. No. I think there's a high likelihood that divorce is on the horizon if you decide to have sex with someone days before your wedding.
What is that? Like,
it's your last hurrah. It's your last night.
But you want it to be with a stripper?
Yeah. Under what premise? I mean, listen, and this is not the last. This was the first time I had ever seen anything like this, but it wasn't the last time I'd been to a bachelor party where dancers got involved with the groom before or after all the activities. But I never bought into the premise that you needed to sleep with someone days before you got married to someone. It seemed like so antithetical to the idea of marriage. Like, I'm this close to committing to someone for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that I'm supposedly in love with. Yeah, and
put my cock into a random vagina. Yeah, like, it just didn't seem right. But there are so many guys who buy into this philosophy, and I don't know one of them that's still married. Mm-hmm. Not one of them. If I think back upon all the wild bachelor parties I've been to, none of them are still married. And to think about it, I actually had a pretty wild bachelor party and I was divorced too. So for
there
this,
you go. I think it's a younger
I agree.
Thing.
I agree.
Younger and immature thing to do. It was way more prevalent before too. I mean, the more stuff that I hear about are, you know, people going and doing just fun weekends somewhere with their friends, not necessarily going completely nuts.
Bachelor party one, my first bachelor party, was fucking bananas. We like got a place in Hilton Head, a condo in Hilton Head, and it was just nutty. I didn't even want to get into it. It was nutty, right? It wasn't that nutty. It wasn't like anal beads and blowjobs nutty.
Yeah.
But it was pretty crazy, and we managed to find dancers on Hilton Head, and it just got, and they stayed with us for like 12 hours. Right. I mean, it was a long, long night. Bachelor party number two, I literally went to dinner at 7 o'clock, and I was in bed by 9:30.
Right.
Bachelor party number two, I had people at the table at dinner that I didn't even know. It's how boring this was. It was like, hey, I invited one of my friend's friends because you're pretty boring now. I had a glass of wine and I was like, well, I'm tired. Yeah, time to go home.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was more appropriate than the first one. But I don't think if you buy into the idea that you can just sleep with someone randomly before you're married.
No, I mean, it's not okay throughout the relationship leading up to the marriage.
I mean, unless you're Adam the Liar and you're, you know, polyamorous, not by choice.
Polyamorous is a whole other animal.
I'm
polyamorous.
I'm polyamorous. Why? What? Because my girlfriend cheated on me. That's why. You know that's what happened.
Exactly.
You know that's what happened. She found another guy that she liked more, and he said, you don't have to break up with me.
No, we don't
have
to break up.
We're polyamorous now. Yeah. Which means you sleep with whoever you want to. I'll cry in the corner, and I'll tell my friends we're polyamorous. Yes. Do you know of any women that subscribe to that same? It's a little bit different with women, I would have to think. And I guess it depends on if you're, you know, you're gay, you're straight, or whatever you're into. But do you know any women who you think would buy into that philosophy?
No, I don't personally. I don't personally know.
Oh, you don't know anybody? No.
Yeah. No. I mean, I have been to bachelorette parties before with the strippers and that kind of thing, but there was no like real sex going on. It was just a show.
Do the strippers get boners? Do you remember?
Yeah.
They do?
I mean, it seemed like it.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I think it would be hard not to.
I can remember.
If I can remember. I mean, you think they would have to? Like, you think it would be one of those things that was perfectly normal about a stripper coming over and grinding all over everybody? He's going to, you know, he's going to be aroused.
Yeah.
Either that or...
Or there's also meds and shots. Yeah,
that's true.
And
shots.
All kinds of
those
things.
Porn stars that take those shots. Yeah. That's wild. Mm-hmm. That's fucking wild. Mm-hmm. Injecting something straight into your penis to keep hard for 6 to 7 hours. That seems dangerous to me. That seems really... But I guess when you're a porn star, you need your equipment to work.
It's part of your moneymaker.
Yeah. And I got to imagine after a while of being a porn star and just or a stripper or whatever, eventually you're just so desensitized to all of it. It's like it's really hard to get excited about anything. It's like another vagina, another pair of boobs, another dick. Like, you know, you just don't get all that excited about it anymore. I have no idea how we got started on this line of conversation after I talked about a robot breaking a Russian kid's hand. Welcome to another episode of this commercial break.
How did we get on
that? I don't know, but it was interesting there for a minute. Chrissy?
Yes.
I got the wildest text message last night on the 661-237-82. It's the 661 best to yo hotline.
I love the people that write into that.
They are fantastic. Now, I had a little think on whether or not I should actually, you know, tell this story, but I figure I want you to know this is about a kid in high school, but he claims to be 18 years old. He speaks like an adult, and I don't think there's anything in here that would be like divulging any kind of information about, you know, someone in high school.
Is it about a strip club party?
It gets a little wild here for a minute, so I'll just let me tell the story.
Okay,
and then
please,
we'll go through it and we'll give our advice. This is an Ask TCB, and it comes from a guy named Tyler. Okay, we're going to call him Tyler anyway. That's what we're going to call him.
Okay.
Brian and Chrissy, I have a situation unfolding in my personal life, and I'd like your help. Well, thanks, Tyler. Thanks for calling in. I don't know why in the world you would think that Chrissy or I would be the people to help you with this. Anything?
Old advertising executives.
Yeah, two old advertising executives talking about erect stripper penis at 11 in the morning. But, you know, whatever. We'll roll with it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, commercial breakers. Best to all of you who have been leaving wonderful podcast reviews on your favorite podcast player, especially all those who are using Apple. We really appreciate it. We've been deluged by wonderful comments and reviews, and we couldn't be more grateful if you're one of those. If you're not, could you take just a few minutes and leave us a podcast review, comment, or rating on your favorite podcast player? Almost all of them have some version of rating or review. It helps us grow the show. It'll make you feel better. Better and it'll tickle all of our pickles. Thanks so much. Hey, 661-237-8296 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail, and we want to hear from you. Comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas, let us know by sending us a text or leaving us a voicemail at 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. That's 661, best to yo. And go to tcbpodcast.com. You'll find all the audio and all the video right there at one location. You can now connect with us on social media at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Still the only place to find all of the video content and exclusives you cannot find anywhere else. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. Please use their specialized URLs and or codes if you're ever in the market for their products or services. We certainly would appreciate it. We know our sponsors would too. We'll be right back with this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey, all my TCB football fans, the first Sunday of the NFL season is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers a can't-miss offer to celebrate the return of the NFL season. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Let me repeat that. Spend $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. As an added bonus for week one, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. It's simple. Bet on an NFL team to win, and if your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses. getting paid even when you lose? It's too good to be true. DraftKings is doing it this week. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook application now and use the promo code TCB to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet this Sunday. That's code TCB only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. One more time, $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet this Sunday. Use the code TCB. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions do apply. See our show notes for additional details. I'm 18 years old, and I'm about to start my senior year in high school. I identify as gay, and I have for a few years, but only my family and my best friends know this. My family has been super supportive since the beginning, but I have never felt that my sexuality is anybody else's business but my own. Fair enough. I'm with you there, Tal. Yeah. You don't want to divulge? Don't, you know, I don't run around saying I'm straight.
Right.
Yeah, I don't go, hey, not Brian Green, straight. Nice to meet you.
So, yeah.
There are many other LGBTQ classmates, but I don't feel like I want to be in a clique. That's what it seems to be at this particular school I attend. Imagine. Okay, fair enough. I'm in the drama club. I like theater. And this year I know I will get the lead role as the love interest in High School the Musical.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen High School Musical.
I have.
So, okay.
Yeah, that's great.
There's a love interest?
Mm-hmm.
What is the story?
I'm not.
Two kids dance and sing?
It's about a High School Musical.
Okay, right. The girl playing the other lead role is basically the class queen. She has been homecoming queen 2 years in a row. Do you get homecoming queen as a sophomore?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
I was.
All right. Oh, you were? How many years were you homecoming queen? Two years in a row? Sophomore and junior?
Yeah.
Were you really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I had no idea I was in the presence of royalty. Do you get voted? Oh, really? And so you walk up and you do the whole thing.
Yeah,
and
my dad walked me.
The big high school dance. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And it was.
Man, I bet the guys went crazy. Did they go crazy over you? Were you sought after? Did you put on a brogue and walk around?
Brogue.
Chris, you said the word brogue the other day.
It's not a brogue. It's a thing.
Good for you. I had no idea you were homecoming queen 2 years in a row. I think I remember you saying you were the homecoming queen, but I had no idea it was 2 years in a row. Everybody bow down to Chrissy.
right.
The girl playing the other lead in the role is a class queen, homecoming queen 2 years in a row, and everybody loves her. Plus, she's super hot.
Yeah.
Her name, we'll call her, is Carly. Over the summer, I spent a lot of time with Carly. We went on walks, we shopped together, we went and had coffee, and we hung out at the lake. They're besties.
I love it.
She has no idea that I am gay. So this is not, I guess, one of his best friends.
But she does maybe have an inkling. Well,
let's reserve judgment on this one. Yes. Okay. We even went out and partied together a few nights during summer. One night, we got super rolled out on Molly and went back to my house after the party. I don't know what came over me, but I got totally horned up for some vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Something I have never had interest in. Just the thought of it makes my stomach do jumping jacks. And the smell of it, oh my God, that smell. I don't know how you straight guys do it, honestly.
Oh my God.
All right, settle down, yeah. Tyler. To each their own.
Yes.
Anyway, we get back to my house and we are twisted like a paper bag. She starts going down on me. I loved it. I have never had head like this. Ever. She was a true pro. No teeth, no loop-de-loos, no bobbing for apple bags, just good, clean American blowing and going.
Wow.
What the fuck, Tyler? You know too much. Too young, buddy. I just all of a sudden wanted to return the favor.
Right.
I don't know what came over me. She had her shirt off.
Drugs.
And her tits were perfect, so I pulled down her pants and I went where no gay man should ever go, into a vulva. I had no idea what I was doing. I was all over the place. I had never seen a vagina up close, let alone been in one. I tried to remember where all the buttons were from sexual education, but I was clueless and clubbed out. So I just shook my head back and forth with my tongue sticking out. I know she didn't like it. She couldn't have. Who wants a horse neighing in their yam-yam? This kid is funny. I like who wants a horse neighing in their yam-yam?
You get a visual with that.
I never heard the word yam-yam. That's a good one. Anyway, I stayed hard long enough to have really pathetic teenage sex, and we both crashed after a smoke and a joint. Mm-hmm. The next morning, she was like a puppy dog. Oh, Tyler, I'm so glad we broke the ice. Oh, Tyler, I've had a crush on you all summer. Oh, Tyler, that's the best sex I've ever had. Well, she must not have had that much sex because I am a chubby chaser who prefers hair on a man's back more than I prefer landing strip on a pussy. She also mentioned that some people in school might have thought I was gay. I, instead of telling her in that moment, I let it pass like a wet fart.
Some people meant her.
Some people meant her. Of course it did. Yeah, that's what you say when, you know, Brian, I've been hearing some people think you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Not me. It's not me. I don't think that. I hear the commercial break is an awful comedy podcast. It's not coming from my mouth. No. It's coming from some other people in the air. I think you're great. Everything's great. I love your show. I let the moment pass like a wet fart. I am such an idiot. I should have just told her then. Whatever. I finally got her out of my house, and I was mortified. My parents saw us in the kitchen. My parents had seen us in the kitchen, and my dad looked at me like I had three penises. He knew better than to say anything out loud, but I could tell.
Three penises, does that mean good or bad?
No, I think that means bad.
Weird.
Yeah, like, you know, your dad is like,
What's going on?
He says, I could tell that he knew we had hooked up.
Right, because they knew.
They knew. Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah, man, right.
What's going on?
Maybe not.
Hey, listen, it's 2022. Of course you can.
Yeah,
but I mean, if you say you're gay and, like, you know, all your interest is on boys and then one day you're sleeping with girls.
You know, sometimes you got to just test the other water.
I don't really see this as that big of a deal, to be honest with you. I mean, maybe he should have told her that I prefer men. You know, you don't want somebody getting a crush on you, but I guess maybe we'll get to that in the next part of the story.
Okay.
I could tell he knew that we had hooked up. And when she left, my mom was like a detective in one of those bad man movies.
I love it.
She had to know what happened. And I was so embarrassed to tell her. And I regretted every minute of the night before. I just played it cool for the last couple of weeks of the summer vacation. And we were never in a place to hook up again. Thank God. Okay. All right, yeah. Tyler. All right. But
get
now.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Now we have this school play coming up. And I know there's going to be lots of practice and rehearsal. She's going to want to spend time going over lines, and I'm like bad armpit sweating just thinking about
no.
it. I really need to tell her, but I know she's going to be crushed, and I don't want the whole school in my business. Mm-hmm. I also know that if I tell her, she's going to be upset and tell other people.
Yeah, and she might even think that she was so bad.
Yeah. Now you're gay?
Yeah.
Man, that smelled so bad. I'm gay.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on. It doesn't smell that bad, Tyler.
Not bad at all.
No, I don't. I like the smell, personally. Last year, I met a boy from another school. He wants to come see my play, and I know he'll know I have been eating her pussy. We just know these kind of things by looking at another gay man guilty of such atrocities. I love your show. I know you generally give bad advice, but what do I do? I am tempted to homeschool. Just kidding. I would never homeschool. Thanks to you. Thanks for your help. Love to you both. Chrissy, you're my hero. Brian, aww. I have a celebrity crush on you. Aw. So if you ever want to try something new, just let me know.
I love it.
Kidding. Astrid sounds lovely. Best to you.
It.
Okay, Tyler. Let's dissect here for a second.
Yeah.
Friend.
Yeah. Let's talk about
it. I have no idea what it's like to be an 18-year-old gay teenager. So I just got to preface that. And I don't think Chrissy does either, although she was homecoming queen 2 years in a row.
Yeah,
I understand.
There's nothing wrong with experimentation. And first of all, Tyler, let me just say, beware of drugs. They will make you do things.
Drugs will make you do anything.
Yes, depending on the drug.
That's right.
It'll make you do things you wouldn't normally do.
You get on that Molly.
There's that.
Yeah. You get on that Molly, shit starts getting twisted.
Yeah.
And you're only 18 years old.
There's nothing wrong with experimentation.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with experimentation with the drugs or with the sex. Now, be cautious about the drugs, of course.
Yes.
And be cautious about the sex, I suppose,
too. Yes,
absolutely. I mean, the last thing you want to do is get someone pregnant and then you have to be at least around a woman for the rest of your life.
Yeah, just do that in the metaverse.
Yeah. It sounds like you guys were friends and you just crossed the line. And, you know, that's happened to me lots of times
curious.
As a straight man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what happened, but I do think you're in a finicky position now because you must explain to this woman that.
Must you? I mean, unless is something being brought up? Did he say that? I can't remember.
He's saying that she's
just nervous. I think sometimes people too in your head.
Yeah.
You know, you can get in your own head.
Yeah.
And what does that person know? And what does this person think? And
I get
what,
it. I get it.
You know, and you start just getting really anxious about what other people are thinking. And maybe they're not even thinking.
So
that.
What does he do? He just tells her that he's not interested?
Is she trying to be his girlfriend?
I think that's kind of the gist of the story. But I don't know. It doesn't like color it in like that. But he does say that after they had sex. But you got to remember, Tyler, also, is that when you're a teenager, everything seems fucking important.
Yes.
And nothing really is.
Magnified.
Right? Yeah, it's all magnified. So if she's giving you this whole lovey-dovey speech after you guys had sex, that's because she wants to connect with you on some level and soothe herself and make sure that it's okay for her. So we all kind of do this, even as an adult.
You do.
My self-confidence is like zero, minus negative two. And so even when I have sex with my own wife the next morning, I'm like, was that good for you? How was that? I'm in love with you so much. I mean, this is just like baby love talk, right? It's something that you say to people to confirm that whatever happened the night before was okay.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, is he worried too about the other boy that he knows?
He's worried about the other boy that he knows.
Knowing.
He thinks that this guy is going to pick it out. He's going to understand that the two of them, and maybe he's right. Maybe like she's just going to fawn over Tyler, and you know, that High School Musical could turn into a porn real quick. And all of a sudden they're all up
Look,
there banging.
Everybody's getting ready to go to college. So
So you only got one more year to lie you'll be good.
You don't have to like really address anything unless she addresses it. You know, if she's very pushy about wanting it, I would say, hey, you know, let's have a little chat.
Yeah.
I'm actually have been thinking that I'm more this way, but I love you. I loved you in the moment.
I loved you right then in that moment. As I was spreading my seed inside you.
And that crossed over into, you know, more than friends, but, you know, I'm still figuring things out.
I think you could be honest and say that and still be truthful, but I'm taking a little bit of a different angle on this.
Okay.
Just my opinion. I think that your sexuality is no one else's business until you start getting sexual with someone else. And so my opinion is that there may be a way to convey to this to Carly that this is just not your thing, right?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And you don't have to pour your heart out to her. You just have to explain to her that, hey, listen, whatever happened the other night, it's not usually something that I do.
Right.
Because I kind of find myself attracted to balls.
It was really fun and it was really beautiful in the moment, but that's, not really my thing.
It was fun and beautiful in the moment, but I prefer balls. there's got to be a way to say this. And listen, I understand the position that you're in too, is that you don't want to get painted into a corner and it becomes a big ordeal. So I would address it head on as quickly as possible, deal with a little bit of the fallout. You tell your guy friend, if it comes to it, you tell your boyfriend, you say, hey, listen, man, I got wild one night.
Experimented.
We're teenagers. I was experimenting. Yeah. I had a hard on. I got off. It was a lovely event. I don't take it, you know, I don't think you should regret anything about this.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's nothing
Things
wrong
happen.
With a little pussy every once in a while. Yeah. We all need it. We all came out of one. We can all go back into one. It's okay, buddy. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. He tried it. Wasn't for him.
Wasn't for him.
Now he knows.
Now you know for sure.
Yeah.
I would venture to say that you'll probably not make that mistake twice. Right. Yeah. If that's not what you're into. And even if you decide to go back to the well on this one, I'm proud of you, Tyler. I'm proud of you.
Very
you got
proud.
Fucked up and you slept with someone you didn't want to. That's a sign of becoming a man, my friend. All of us have gotten drunk and slept with someone we didn't want to.
I think it's so. Just, yes.
I mean, I probably everybody who's ever slept with me has said, I got drunk and slept with someone I didn't want to. Brian Greene. There is not a thing to be embarrassed about here, my friend. But I do think that the further away you run, the quicker this will catch up with you. And I think you need to address it one of two ways. You can take Chrissy's way and just say, hey, listen, we're friends. I want to stay friendly. What we did was beautiful and wonderful and all that. But, you know, I don't want to take it to the next level. Right?
Yeah.
It's going to be hurtful either way. If she's really that into you, it's going to be hurtful either way. Might be a relief. You never know. Maybe she thought it's a mistake too, and she was just baby talking you after you guys had sex.
Maybe.
Or you tell her, hey, listen, this is normally not my thing. Like, you know, I happen to be into guys. Everybody, you know, the other people in school are right.
Right. Yes.
I happen to be into school. But I would appreciate it if, you know, you could keep that between you and at least 60 other people.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, we get caught up in a moment and it happens.
Tyler, I get the sense that you're a lot like me, and that is that high school is a fucking waste of time. You don't want to be there any more than you have to, except for this drama club, which mine was banned, you know, or go there and meet, see my friends. This is all going to be so fucking unimportant in a year.
It really
is. You're not even going to remember this moment. Yeah. You might remember it and you'll think it's hilarious. And so will everybody else who hears the story. Right. It's great, right? You had that one time with that one girl. And it sounds like, you know, at least for part of the experience, you were really enjoying it. 2 years from now, I guarantee this is going to be a blip on the radar.
It really is.
No one is going to fucking care. I understand not wanting to be a part of a big clique of other, you know, LGBTQ people. That's fine. You don't have to be their friends. Like, I don't think that's a prerequisite of what's going on here. Mm-hmm. So don't even fucking worry about this. Even if it blows up into a big drama and everybody was talking about how Tyler is gay and he slept with the, you know, the homecoming queen, who fucking cares? Wear that like a badge of honor. Yeah, I boned the homecoming queen. All you straight guys couldn't. That's it. Like,
yeah.
Wear it like a badge of honor, dude. Walk around and say, all you fuckers are so horrible that only the gay guy in school could sleep with the homecoming queen. And I would call it a day, because a year from now, my friend, you are going to be out in the world and it's not even going to fucking matter. I appreciate Tyler writing
in.
I love the honesty. I think we just gave him the advice he can probably use. Watch, it's going to the whole thing's going to blow
up. Keep us posted, Tyler.
Yeah, please do keep us posted. That's the one thing that, you know, everybody writes these stories and then they never write back to me when we have the questions. Yeah, I feel like they get a little nervous. Either that or like most listeners, they only listen to one episode, wrote in, and then never listened again. And that is okay, too.
I wonder where Tyler's located. Did he say that?
No,
sometimes
he didn't.
Sometimes different parts of the country can be different ways, too.
Well, that's true. Well, I mean, if there's other out... Well, I mean, if you're in southern Mississippi, it's a lot different than if you're in New York City.
Exactly.
If you're in California, it's a lot different than if you're in
Arkansas
or something like that. Mm-hmm. Right. There are certainly regional, proclivities. And I can understand if you're in one of those more conservative type communities, how maybe you really don't want it to get out there. But I don't get the sense that that's Tyler. I don't think Tyler's worried about that. His friends, his family know. His best friends, his family know. I think he's just being honest when he says, I don't want to be known as the gay guy in school, right? Not that I care if anybody knows I'm gay. I just don't want to be the gay guy in school or the gay guy in the clique. I want to tell you a story, Tyler. I think this might help ease your mind. When I was 20 years old, let Uncle Brian ease your mind. When I was 20 years old, working at a restaurant, there was a gentleman who came into our lives. He was a tall, lanky guy.
Came into our lives.
Days of our lives.
You mean he was a customer?
No. He was a fellow employee.
Oh, okay.
He was tall. He was lanky. He was handsome.
Yeah.
It's a little bit strange, but... Everybody who worked at that restaurant was a little bit strange. I worked at that restaurant. He came into our lives, and the other queer people in the group identified him immediately as a gay person. However, he was married, so to a woman.
Doesn't mean shit. No.
Doesn't mean shit. We got to know his wife, and his wife was a beautiful, beautiful woman. And... she was not working at the time. They had just moved in from a different state, and so she didn't have a job yet. Yeah, they were on the run from his gay past. Right. He broke up with his boyfriend, and they had to get out of town. Yes. So they lived in this apartment down the street from the restaurant that we worked at. Over time, as I became friendly with this couple, the gentleman, let's call him Dave, started working at the restaurant during the day, but he went to go work at a gay bar at night. Okay, now this, now we're even more curious about, and maybe Dave was just curious. I'm not sure, right? But he would go and he would work until 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning at this bar.
24 hours.
24 hours a day.
2 days later, he's still there.
He never came back to the apartment. He went to the gay bar to work. He never came back. We all waited. We waited a long time, is what I'm saying, Tyler. I would go and hang out with his wife after I got off work. at the request of Dave.
Yeah, that's right.
And
keep my wife company.
Keep my wife company. We're we're new here. We're lonely. We don't have many friends. Could you go and have a couple beers with her? You know, make sure
nobody
that she,
better to put in a wife.
No one better to put your wife throw in front of your wife, but Brian Green, single Brian Green, 20-year-old single Brian Green. I might as well have had. I might as well have been a professional divorcer.
Like you need a divorce?
I didn't mean to sleep with your wife. That's right. You need a divorce. Brian Green is on the job. I didn't mean to sleep with your wife. It just happened many times over the course of many months. Anyway, the point of the story is that over a period of time, I started understanding that he was not asking me to hang out with his wife. He was asking me to hang out with his wife.
Right.
He was asking me to bang
occupy his wife.
Occupy his wife, so that she would be not focused on the fact that he was working at a gay bar,
right,
and not coming home immediately after work.
Yes.
Right. This got very strange. Like, it took me a couple months to kind of catch on, but I started to catch on, and I started to catch feelings for his wife.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. I'm
because
sure.
Now we were spending a lot of time together.
Right. Hanging.
That's right.
The apartment.
Hanging at the apartment. She had cats, and drinking I'm deathly allergic beer. To cats. So basically, I was putting my life in danger every time I went over there just to hang out with her, at the request of her husband, by the way. Now, most husbands, if you come, you know, you're new to the state. And you got this Wile E. Coyote kind of guy running around the restaurant, you know.
Yeah, you being Wile E. Coyote.
Me being Wile E. Coyote, right? You normally wouldn't suggest that particular guy show up at your apartment
he saw something
while you're at work.
You.
He saw something in me. Mm-hmm. He saw a straight man willing to sleep with his wife. This is what he saw.
Up for the job.
That's right. Literally up for the
Literally
job.
Literally up.
Yeah. I never slept with his wife.
Okay.
I never crossed that boundary. I felt like they were married and that was completely
You just did everything
yeah.
but.
Yeah, that's right. There might have been a few nights when it got a little wild, but you know, we never took it there necessarily all the way. Let's just point that out. After a period of time, they moved on. I moved on. Everybody moved on. You know, we're talking like years and years and years later.
I can't believe you guys didn't stay at that restaurant for get the gold watch.
I tried, but I got fired. I tried. But
There's
I got,
no turnover in restaurants.
I got fired for handing liquor out the back, too.
That's just we a used different to buy story. Liquor out the back of his restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Restaurant
I didn't
too.
Even buy it. I gave it to somebody for their birthday, and it was the boyfriend of another girl that I was sleeping with at the restaurant.
Oh my God.
I felt bad. But yeah, it's a whole different story. That's a whole different story. Yeah, here you go, bro. Sorry about your girlfriend. And then he went and told the owner that I had handed him the bottle. He got me
it was
fired.
A trap.
It was a trap. I bit. Anyway, the point of the first
he
story.
He might have deserved it.
I didn't know they were boyfriend, girlfriend until someone told me.
Oh, okay.
And then I swore her off.
Yeah.
But then I didn't swear her off. Yeah. It only lasted for so long.
And the siren call.
Yeah. The point is, this gentleman, many years later, come to find out that he is out, right? And he shared a story on Facebook one time about how miserable his life was for so many years and how he strung this girl along. Like he had, it was like this real mea culpa about how he felt so horrible, not only for himself, for, you know, not sharing that he's just saying the truth. And this is a little bit of a different, like this is a little bit more deep than I think what Tyler was talking about, but it's along the same vein. But he was more apologetic about the girl that he for many years strung along and kind of was just being a bad husband.
Married her.
Yeah, he married her. He married her.
That's more than stringing along.
That's fucking intense, man.
But, you know, times are different now. And I do know what you're talking about because, I mean, there are many times over the course of my life have I met men and just known.
Yeah.
And they're married.
And they're married.
Yeah. They're married.
And that's their choice. And, you know,
and some people want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, they want to try and convince themselves they're not. But Tyler seems like he's pretty.
No, I think Tyler's good with himself. Yeah, it seems like Tyler's good with himself. Seems like he just had one bad night. What I'm trying to say, Tyler, is don't make that blip turn into some, you know, big ordeal. Like,
don't marry her, Tyler.
Don't marry her. Unless she gets pregnant, then you're fucked. Yeah. I hope you live in one of the... Never mind, I'm not even going to say that. Yeah, Tyler... It's all good, my brother.
Yes.
You had a little fuck up there. You had a little slip up.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you got a good blow job.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got a good blowjob.
Yes.
No, what did he say? No loop-de-loops?
Yeah,
no bobbing for apple bags?
No, yeah. No teeth, no bobbing for apples.
We're here for you, Tyler. Tyler's probably just as confused as when he wrote the text message. He's probably like, what did those guys just tell me to do?
I would say be honest.
I would say just tell her. It'll be all right, buddy.
Unless you don't have to tell.
Unless things just go away.
Yeah.
Like, unless he's just like, whatever,
not
interested.
Introduce her to somebody else.
Yeah. Introduce her to the other guy from the other school.
Yeah.
See if he sleeps with her too. And then now you got something really good going on. Now you got the best of both worlds.
Yes.
You got that awesome blowjob and you still get the ass you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? Tyler, we solved the problem.
We did.
Polyamory. That's what you need.
Polyamory.
Adam the Liar. It's a channel on YouTube. He can probably give you better advice than we can. I love it when people write in. You need to write in. 661-237-8296. 661. The word best. The number 2. Why? Oh, yo. Please send us a text message story and be available for follow-up questions. That's all I got to say. Tyler, if you want to write back in, I mean, I got your phone number. I'll just text him. What am I saying? I'm like talking to him through the microphone. He texted me. I mean, he texted the hotline. You can also get a hold of us at tcbpodcast.com. You hit the contact us button. You can drop us an email. We'd love to hear any questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas you might have. Send them in. We love them, and we often use them, and we'll give you credit where credit is due if we do indeed use your idea. We're also doing TCB Random. TCB Random is where Chrissy and I take literally a topic, just a word, an idea, a phrase, and we'll opine about it for 5 or 10 minutes. It's true improv comedy, which neither Chrissy or I have been trained upon, so this should be a real shit show.
I
love it. Send those ideas into the text message.
Don't you say and then? Isn't that one of
the and then? That's right.
Yep.
We'll have to. Maybe we'll get a little training on improv before
that.
We actually do that.
Yes,
we'll go down to the local improv shop. Say, hey, we have
there's
a number one
me.
Comedy podcast. Can you guys?
There's a place near me,
oh,
Dad's Garage.
Oh, Dad's Garage is good. Those guys are
taking classes there too.
Absolutely love it. All right, so tcbpodcast.com, at the commercial break on Instagram, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. That's the important one because we put actual fresh content up there, unlike our Instagram that's been stuck in 2021 for a year.
I'm forgetting about that.
Oh, yeah. I know. We gotta work on that.
Maybe I'll just post like a Happy New Year photo once a year.
Fair enough. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say, bye.